From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Governments worldwide are looking into any possible financial wrongdoing after millions of leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm were made public by a consortium of journalists. Russia denounced the disclosures from the Mossack Fonseca law firm, saying they were mostly aimed at President Vladimir Putin. The report alleges the Russian leader's associates funneled nearly $2 billion through offshore accounts. Will Fitzgibbons is with the Washington-based International Consortium of Investigative Journalists at the center of the leak.
We have the largest ever leak of information to journalists that shows how the wealthy and the politically connected are able to operate for legitimate and sometimes illegitimate reasons, more or less anonymously, and away from the gaze of authorities who might be interested in knowing if they're missing any taxes or if any activities that are breaking national laws are occurring.
An anonymous source provided the documents involving more than 200,000 companies and over 14,000 clients of the law firm to a German newspaper and the consortium. The law firm has denied breaking any laws. A nephew of South Africa's President Jacob Zuma and the son of Ghana's former president, John Akyekum Kufuor, are among those named in the document release. Kulubusa Zuma was authorized to represent an offshore company that acquired oil fields in Democratic Republic of Congo, while John Addo Kufuor is said to have controlled a $75,000 bank account in Panama. VOA Zimbabwe service has been looking into Zimbabwe's leading platinum mining firm and suspicions it used an offshore company to pay management salaries without the knowledge of the country's central bank and in violation of exchange control laws. This is VOA News. The United States.